You know, lots of this medicine there is more in the head than this medicine. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right. Well, if it worked, I guess that's the only thing that
counts. That's right.
Back, he's already, it's 1833.
1833. Mind you, it was in the early, way before the Civil War, of course. Now, it went down during the Civil War, and they had to form another corporation and get it back into existence, and it flourished good for a while. And then, of course, the medical doctors and whatnot there, I might say, fought it and whatnot there until people finally just quit.
They came from Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
All over. And I think you said that they shipped it to Memphis.
Well, they shipped it to different points, not only Memphis there, but all different points up and down the railroad track here. And I think they had a good sale for it. What did a gallon of that water cost, say?
That's what I'm looking.
I believe it was around 50 cents a dollar. I believe I'm right.
What joking words would you have for the place to go to the toilet before you head?
Well, we call it the John,
the outhouse,
the toilet.
The toilet.
Did you have any family terms that might be joking?
We didn't.
Well, offhand, I can't think nothing. Before Dr. Cobb came in here and built us what they call these little outhouses there that had a concrete floor and a great big pit down there to absorb air, we just used the gullies and ditches and barns and just wherever we could find a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know the word that describes that on the outside of the court of the house, you've got weatherboard, right?
Yeah.
And now, but that means it goes horizontally.
Weatherboard goes horizontal.
Now, how about these? I see them all over. And the whiteboard.
Yeah,
the whiteboard, and then that strip over it.
Boxing.
What is that?
Now, for where your weatherboard jams up against?
Well, no, this would be up and down. And then it's a whiteboard, and another whiteboard, and then that's sealed.
Oh, that's just what we call, in other words, we box a house, and then we come along there with the one before that and strip that crack. That's just what we call stripping.
I see. Is a house that's covered that way? You never call it a clapboard house.
No. It's just a plain old box house. Most of them, I noticed that they're building several of them now. They were made out of cypress or hard pine. Mm-hmm. Well, back in those days, we had timber there, and hard pine would last just about as long as cypress.
Mm-hmm. But many of the old houses were built that way, right?
Yes, sir. In other words, maybe the older people that came in there, they built a log house with a hall between it. All right, later on they added a kitchen on the back. You know, they had a kitchen sitting off to the side of the house. Now why, I don't know. But they tore it down and they built a shed, just a shed, and it was built like you talk about, out of planks, and the planks were stripped. And most likely it wouldn't seal on the inside neither.
Mm-hmm. If you had an L in the house,